From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. IS forces apparently take Palmyra. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian government forces had withdrawn from nearly the entire city by late Wednesday after heavy fighting. The capture raises fears of another wave of destruction of irreplaceable historic artifacts. The U.S. government has released scores of documents it says was recovered during the raid that killed Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. The material includes personal letters, a list of English-language books recovered from his compound, think tank studies, technical manuals, and materials published by other militant groups. One soldier was shot and killed in Burundi's capital Wednesday as police fought with protesters demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not run for a third term. The president has signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th, as we hear from Hillary Hewler.
The elections were originally scheduled for May 26th, but with Burundi still in a state of political crisis, they've now been postponed until the following week. Presidential spokesman Willy Nyamitwe says that the delay is at least partly a response to both domestic and international pressure. Nyamitwe says there's been no decision on whether or not to delay presidential elections scheduled to be held June 26th. Hillary Hewler, Nairobi.
Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Wednesday international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear agreement. He also said Iran will not give in to what he called excessive demands. Negotiators are trying to reach a final agreement with Iran. This is VOA News. Five of the world's largest banks face around $5.7 billion in penalties for illegally colluding to manipulate prices in currency exchanges. Officials at the U.S. Department of Justice said Wednesday currency traders at the banks worked as collaborators rather than competitors, making or holding off purchases to manage the prices of dollars and euros. Loretta Lynch is the U.S. Attorney General.
Today's historic resolutions are the latest in our ongoing efforts to investigate and prosecute financial crimes, and they serve as a stark reminder that this Department of Justice intends to vigorously prosecute all those who tilt the economic system in their favor, who subvert our marketplaces, and who enrich themselves at the expense of the American consumer.
Four of the banks, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland, admitted violating antitrust laws. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank appear unlikely to raise the key interest rate in June, as some analysts had expected. Notes from the most recent meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve shows officials trying to make sense of disappointing economic data that show the economy is growing slower than expected and inflation remains lower than they consider ideal. The United Nations announced Wednesday it will convene parties to the Yemen conflict in Geneva next week for meetings with the aim of relaunching the country's political dialogue. Margaret Bashir has more.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will attend the opening of the meeting on May 28th. Diplomats said they expect the talks would run about 3 days. In a statement announcing the consultations, Mr. Ban said the goal is to bring together a broad range of Yemeni governmental and other actors in good faith and without preconditions. UN spokesman Farhan Haq stressed that Geneva is not an international conference, but a consultative process aimed at bringing the Yemenis together with UN facilitation. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
Italian police say they have arrested a Moroccan man suspected of involvement in the March 18th attack on a Tunisian museum that left 22 people dead. Police told reporters Wednesday a 22-year-old suspect was arrested in the Italian town of Gaggiano near Milan. Anti-terrorism police made the arrest. Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to provide temporary refuge for the thousands of migrants and human trafficking victims stranded at sea. The breakthrough was announced Wednesday following a meeting between the foreign ministers of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, countries that have been reluctant to help the migrants. Looking at markets on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.